according to its ability to each according to his need. But said to the Nazarene, sell all that you have, call nothing of your own, have all things common. And on the day of Pentecost, they brought all that they had and sent it to the apostles. We do not try to kid ourselves that we have emancipated ourselves from the individual destructive tendencies to the point where we're prepared for that. But that is our goal, and all should be.
Yeah.
We're unashamedly patriotic. We believe America was based upon equal treatment under the law.
Yeah.
Fair and equal standards of justice for all people.
Yeah.
That all men are created with the right to an equal pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, and it cannot happen under the full law.
Something about thoughts and the fact of the time someone who's deceased now reincarnated.
Yes, you did.
Put your hands out, turn. Thoughts you had about that person, things that they did to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your hands go to them, go to her. It's a total stranger, never mentioned. Their names have never been mentioned here. I gave you their names. Much more precise than that. Clasp your hands and touch her. Know the change. We thank you, our illimitable source. We thank you, unlimitable power. Thank you that incarnations are here in every generation. And all have had a chance to hear. Our voice was heard across the radio land, and we went across from meeting to meeting. And the families of each year have had opportunity to hear and find this place of protection. It is up to them. It's up to the faith of those who are sitting in this room and to those who have once sat in this room as to whether they shall receive or not. But to those that receive, blessed is their reward. Now, in the name of this dispensation whose incarnation I am, I speak health and deliverance for all the effects and involvements and names and situations. At this moment, I lift my hands and make it so.
I feel it's important that I say what I do now, just as James was speaking here, he was
same. Word for word. Something that I told my son. Maybe it was 4 or 5 o'clock this morning.
I was going to tell you that. Go ahead.
But in his pouring out his heart to me, there's a lot of things that logically and selfishly we can put in our mind to try to convince ourselves that something should happen right now, you know. But the utmost thing that James said, that anybody that's seen the picture, guess who's coming to dinner? Their heart would be touched. And when we walked in after the party last night, Jack had to face Jim Cobb and Joyce Ann. And what was so blessed to me, pardon me if I get a little emotional, that he asked Jim to forgive him. He said when he seen, but something had went previous to this, but this is the thing that James spoke that really brought it to reality in his mind. That he had to face himself. That he had been in this group since he was a little boy and taught the equality of one man for another. And how blessed this work had been founded upon that. Right. And he thought in his heart, really, that he had accepted all mankind. But when he walked into the room, or when James and Joyce walked into the room and he was faced with it, he said, I'm sorry that I've had this thought. And he took James' hand and he said, I want you to forgive me. And he said, I want whatever you and Joyce want, I want you to have that. I want you to be happy. Whatever makes you happy. And I thought, what a blessed truth that we have here, that even though we've wandered away and we come back and have to face it, that it is a truth. And if we're really searching, it will manifest itself and become a part of us. He went on how he had met some psychologists in the islands. They had played an engagement in the island. And he went over about the ego, the superego, and the id, and how he'd been facing himself. And I spoke to Marcel, and I knew he was there, even at the party last night. And I said, I don't feel right. When my family here has made the sacrifice that they have, that I know that even a few weeks ago, my children were called out. James called me up and told me some things. And they were protected and saved. And a little bit of knowledge that he had come to in the islands, and then this confession, I was tempted to say, or begin to tell him all things that I was capable of telling him. But I said just what he said here, when he was speaking a minute ago. When you have once had a chance, I or no one in this room can say that they have not heard in some way or some fashion by this prophet. I said, if the truth is birthed in you, you'll find your way to have it fulfilled in your life. As I left him this morning, he said, can I write you? Will you write me back? Can I keep in contact every day? I said, you sure can. We went over the fight that he was having with materialism. I'm thankful this morning that even knowing he was there last night, I was able to fulfill my obligation with my family. As I told him, Ravina and I was a vehicle for him to be here. But my responsibility is with those in the household of the Lord that is keeping the faith and endeavoring to do what they have heard.
Would you stay with your mother? I spoke to you a few days ago. I did not something to come to you prophetically. I want to give you to him now. He sent his son. I want to speak to you something private about your son just now.
Yes.
For this I don't want you to show me about it. Numerous hosts of people are being mentioned here about the condition and situations.
Right.
They're not.
Right.
No.
Right.
Now, in the name of truth, we speak life to them. I need your help. We do not know the pull of the extra dimensional. Infinite mind, we surround these individuals and thank you for the prophecy that took place with body that can now be instrumental if it will be received to bring restoration. And as it were, it's a very important challenge. So we open the heart. Yeah.